This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we introduced the last main point in the book of Romans, the practical outworking of salvation. Now let's amplify further by seeing what Paul says in these closing chapters of the book. In chapter 12, he shares how to participate in your church's ministry, as well as how to relate to people in general. In chapter 13, how to be a responsible citizen. In 14, how to overcome a judgmental attitude. In 15, how to love a weaker brother. And in verses 14 through 33, how to participate in winning the world to Christ. Then in chapter 16, how fellow believers encourage each other. Each of these subpoints can be amplified further to see the full development of these practical applications to your life. The main point Paul makes is that a proper understanding of the doctrine of salvation and sanctification will help you make wise decisions in virtually every relationship and responsibility of your life. The reason most Christians are confused about God's will for their lives is because they don't understand all God has provided for them by His mercy and grace. He loves them and wants to love others through them. He wants to demonstrate the truth of the gospel to others through the behavior of His children. Paul, in thinking about all of this, breaks into praise. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable His judgments and His paths beyond tracing out! For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen. If you'd like to review this series in Romans, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.